All right, we'll go ahead and get started with our post-race media availabilities. We are now joined by Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Dale Jr.'s Whiskey River Chevrolet, fourth place finisher. And we are also joined by Daniel Hemrick, driver of the number 21 South Point Hotel and Casino Chevrolet. Guys, can we just go through the end of that race there and let us know if that was any kind of preview for the playoffs?
I hope so. I know if I was sitting at home watching, it would have been a heck of a race to watch. It's a lot of fun from my perspective, especially having a shot there at the end. I wish I would have maybe done a couple things on my end differently to execute to give my guys a win. But I thought the racing was really good, considering the repave and how we struggled the race. But it was good to see comers and goers throughout the day at times, at least. That was from my point of view. Danny Stockton did a great job on our South Point Hotel Casino Chevrolet to give us an opportunity to get better and better. And I mean, we made wholesale changes. I think we were about a 15th place car there the first run or two. So it was good to see us make the turn and get our race car that competitive by the end of the race. And so disappointed in myself for not doing my job the way I needed to. But hopefully the fans enjoyed the show.
I think from my end, you know, obviously as Daniel said, it was fun to have a shot there at the end. I think you passed me on the first run of the race, and if you thought you were 15th, we were really struggling early on. You know, just disappointed. We felt like yesterday in practice, we felt like the long run was where we were really good. And obviously things change when the sun goes down, but we fought some things tonight in the race that we didn't yesterday in practice. And I think that was the most disappointing part, for us. But as Daniel said, our guys did a great job. You know, they made great pit calls. Had awesome pit stops. I think that was the biggest difference maker for us. And, you know, having Dale Jr.'s Whiskey River on the car this week, obviously we wanted to try to go to victory lane with it, first time being on the race car, but still a good showing and led some laps and battled it out with these guys. It's always fun. I mean, you know, all the competitors right now that are running for points, and even Kyle tonight and John Hunter, you know, we got a lot of really talented, really fun race car drivers to race around, and I think that's what makes this series so much fun. So, just came up short tonight. You know, I think we definitely didn't have a car to win the race, but we persevered through a lot of things and put ourselves in a good position.
Definitely. We'll go ahead and open up the floor to any questions. Come up front right here.
Seth Egger, Motorsports Tribune. Daniel, you said you could have done some things differently. Handling the lap traffic, could you have done anything different with that?
Honestly, I thought lap traffic-wise, I feel like I maintained as good as I possibly could. There's times where I'd probably catch somebody not exactly where I wanted to, but the guy in front of me, the next time by, I would catch them in an unopportune spot, and it allowed me to get some of that and then some back. So I think, you know, once I was the leader there, I chose the bottom, and I was really free of taking off for a lap and a half. And once we get going, my car would tighten up. So I probably would have chose the top and at least tried to help myself not have so much air off the right side. And Justin did a good job there doing – everything he's supposed to do to try to battle.
I thought we were wrecking getting in three. I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah, I mean, we all know the importance of getting the clean air, and that's what him and I both were up here talking about, is whoever could get out front was going to have a huge advantage for at least the next 10 laps until the car balance really started to show. And, that's probably the biggest thing I would have done. I also didn't feel like I did a great job of waving my hand to get a push from the 20 and the 00 and the 7. You know, did a great job of getting linked up there and had the huge momentum in the 1. So, it just seems like the story of my life here lately. I would have, could have, should have, but the end result is what it is, and hopefully we can take it and learn from it and move on.
Do we have any other questions? Go right there.
For either driver, Steve Schweitzer with Alaska Press. Did the handle in turn 3 improve any throughout the course of the evening? Got some rubber laid down?
I don't think it changed a whole lot. I mean, it was definitely pretty free on entry kind of the whole time, but, you know, the tire dragging from yesterday to today was a huge improvement. I feel like turn 3 was definitely better today. As far as the cup cars go for tomorrow night, I think that they're going to have a big struggle. I mean, having more horsepower and the different aerodynamic package, you know, it's going to be a struggle to get into 3. And I think tonight we saw that was a big difference maker. You know, I knew what I needed to do differently to get into 3, but I couldn't necessarily get off of 4 when I made 3 the way that I wanted it to. So I had to kind of have some give and take. And I feel like that's where these guys were kind of exploiting that as we ran. So I think tomorrow night with more power and really the higher speeds getting in there, it's going to be a difference maker for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that, just like Justin was saying. And I will say, though, with the tire dragging and widening the groove out as much as they possibly could for us tonight, there was some times where we all caught lap traffic that the moves we had to make and go around them on the top like we did would have been all of us backed in the fence one race or two races ago. So hats off to the Speedway for giving us the opportunity to at least have something to lean on whenever we needed to move around, and it was a plus to allow us to at least manage lap traffic.
You have any final questions? No? All right, guys. Well,
thank
good
you.
Job tonight.
Yeah, thank you.